Testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay, welcome to our pre-show. Is that the TV on in the office? No, don't turn it down. I kind of like the just echoing into the... this is kind of like, in a way, this is an anti-show, you know. It's an anti-show show, you know. We have sound effects. We have fucking dogs barking. We have goddamn foghorns out in the harbor. We got all kind of thing. Okay, so we're going to continue today what we started yesterday, which is kind of a review of the stage show we did over the weekend at Theater West. We had Bobby Dooley on yesterday. Today we're going to bring on Steve Bozell and Jay Santos. And I think they'll be in studio. I think that makes life easier when we do the in-studio guests. What do you think of that, Jay?
Well, that sounds fine, Phil. I think that... whether I'm on a phone or whether I'm here, and I thank you very much for the ride over here.
Yeah, Bud went and picked you guys up, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a...
kind of a crazy ride.
Well, I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, the guy's doing about 90.
Hey, Bud, slow it down, will you?
General Shaw said if there's no cops.
I told the kid if there's no cops, go ahead.
You guys are going to wind up dead, you know that?
I can tell you, Mr. Turner, I don't really appreciate it.
I mean, I did 90, maybe 95 most of the way.
Yeah, see, that just...
Sorry about that. No, whatever. I'm sure I scared the shit out of these guys. Let me see what we got here, baby. I love this. Yeah. 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 Who are these cats, man? They're the goofiest guys. Jackie and the Cedrics is the name of this group. They were WFMU on Three Chord Monty with Joe Belloc, November 2011. These are some old royalty-free tracks that, you know, we went to a royalty-free file and found these, and I love them. I love this music. And we found the C'est La Vie's, and we found Misery Slims and a few other really good bands. Apache Tomcat's another one. All right. So we're going to have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to have Steve Bozell, and they're going to recap what they did at Theater West. So people, you guys that didn't see the show, this is at least sort of an audio recap of what they did on stage. And, You know, I really, after the show, Lisa and Sue and Anise went out for drinks, and I could have joined them, but I went off and had a drink with Jonah. Well, you know, he was my producer and director, and he just kicked fucking ass, man. So the least I could do was have a couple of pops with my brother there, Jonah, and he had a double shot of tequila, so did I, and we split a margarita pizza. Yeah. That was our big party. That was our big post-show party. Yeah, we should have planned something, man. But, you know, you never want to really do that. You just say, well, because what if you stiffed, man? What if you didn't sell out? What if the show sucked? You know, that everybody's partying what? So, as it turned out, my very dear, close, personal friends, Don and Pam, whose daughter, Katie, had a baby on Friday morning. And they were it was kind of touch and go. Katie was fine. She's healthy, but she had some complications. Okay. And so they didn't want to come. They didn't want to leave her, and I don't blame them at all. And they didn't think they could use the tickets. They actually tried to. They asked me, "Can you guys resell?" And it was a little late in the game. I said, "Well, I'm not sure, dude. So just go hold on to them." But then on Saturday, come Saturday, Katie was fine. She gave birth to Callum on Friday morning, right? And they didn't come to the show Friday night because they were concerned about her health. But she gave birth, healthy boy, everything's good. Congratulations, Katie and Cam, for the birth of your son, Callum. And so Don and Pam came out Saturday night. It was great to see them. And also Steve and Tracy, Cam's parents. And it was cool. And what I wanted to do is go out and have a pop with those guys after the show. But Steve and Tracy had to get back to Long Beach, which is a long fucking drive. And Don and Pam were just exhausted from, I don't blame them, you know. It's you know, you got to remember, man, these are the days, nobody really responsibly drinks and drives anymore, okay? So there was a time you get in your car and drive to Long Beach after a few drinks and you didn't think anything of it. You risked getting your ass popped, but you didn't, you know, you just, I don't know, maybe I wasn't bright enough, but somewhere along the line, and I've never been arrested. I've never had a DUI. Knocking fucking wood on that. But somewhere along the line, I said, you can't do that, man. You can't drink and drive. So I don't blame them, man. See, we had a long drive back to Long Beach, so that's cool. And Don and Pam, fucking tired, man. They were beat. Up 24 hours straight with Katie. But she's fine. The baby's fine. The world is fine. Your hair is fine. What is it that George Carlin says? People aren't fine. Hair is fine. How's your hair? Fine. All right, man. Let's do it.
Do it to it. Let's do it to it. Let's do it to it. Do 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 it. Do